Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Shallow Dive. I'm Megan.
I'm Chessie.
And we're back for another episode of our sweet little podcast that I'm so excited about. I get so excited when we do this. This is so much fun.
I know.
All right. So let's dive into our topics today. Chessie, always, you are first. What are we talking about?
Okay, well, actually, before I dive in with this week, I do have one thing to say about our last episode.
Ooh, please.
Okay, so remember the story I told you about Hannah drinking, like, the expired milk and vomiting? So I was talking to her on the phone. She's like, I listened to your podcast. I'm like, yeah. She's like, I didn't drink expired milk. I'm like, yes, you did. And she was like, no, it was really old Sprite that made me throw up. And I was like, old Sprite made you throw up? She was like, yeah, it was that old that it made me throw up.
Like, how bad was this Sprite? That it, like, what did it do? You know, after a long time. You mean it went super fucking flat?
Like, right. And I was like, I'm pretty sure it was milk. Like, that's what I have in my memory. And she was like, no, like, I can picture thinking in my head, I'm thirsty and I don't want to go downstairs. And then, seeing a Sprite can and drinking it. And I was like, ugh. That well, either so, way.
How incredibly brave of her, first of all. Like, God knows, I just can't. Like, I don't want to drink. If you can't see in the can and it's been there a while, I don't know. Like, I feel like if I opened it and I drink, that's safe. Like, there may or may not be a rat in the product. Like, I don't know. But, like, at least if I popped it open from the fridge, there's a chain of custody here. And then she just decided to fucking take that risk. Like, that's kudos to her. That's fucking bravery. And I salute that. Like, that's whoof.
No. I don't know if brave is how I would describe
real it. Real fucking lazy. Yeah. That's a nice way to say it. Lazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that I took a drink of, my mom had a clear glass with ice in it and clear liquid. And I either thought it was Sprite or thought it was water. I don't recall, but I remember taking a huge swig and it was ginger ale, and I had never had ginger ale, and it didn't make me vomit, but it was like,
it's like shocking.
It is. It doesn't matter what it is. If your brain thinks it's a soda and it's sweet tea, or if it thinks it's something and it's not, that enough is enough to make me throw up, because I'm like, my body and my mind, my senses have been shocked. I hate that feeling.
Normally, like, my soda of choice is Coke. Yeah. And I just have a weird memory of being at a restaurant and ordering root beer, like, as, like, you know, a change.
Yes.
Mixing it up. I'm like, I want root beer. But then I forgot I fucking ordered root beer. And then, like, took a drink of it expecting it to be Coke. And being so, like, put off, I was like,
fuck this root beer. Like, then you don't even want root beer.
No.
Oh, my God. When we were little, the collective royal we, nobody in particular, you don't even know these people, but there was these two kids, a brother and sister, that went to church with me when I was little, and for some reason it was either Sunday school or like vacation Bible school, there was this competition that they had us do, and I had never had root beer, and they had me and this brother and sister, and I'm not going to name them because I'm still friends with this girl, and I don't want to shame her or her brother because, well, it was gross. They put a bunch of root beer in a plastic bucket, and we had straws, and like whoever's group drank, this is so stupid to do, first of all, whoever's group drank all the root beer first, like one. And I remember being like, I don't even know what root beer tastes like. And I can still smell it from that day, 20 years ago or more. And we drink. And like, I'm like, we're going to fucking win this. And the boy that did it with us turned around and vomited root beer all over. Because it was just liquid. You are not supposed to drink a bucket of anything.
No.
And three small children drank this giant vat of root beer. And of course he threw up. So that's my memory of root beer. I'm like, no.
What a weird activity.
What a strange activity in the name of the Lord. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know why Bible school decided that was a good idea. I don't know. It was a hot mess, but that's what I think of when I think of like drinking root beer or anything to do with root beer. So ever since then, I've not been a fan. Like, I just can't do it. So she thinks it was Sprite.
Yeah. And I think it was milk, but I don't know. The world will never know.
They won't. And it's very scary. Oh, God. So that was our correction. Yeah.
The lesson is don't drink old drinks.
Don't. You know what? If you're thirsty, please go get you a fresh drink. Mm-hmm. That's all we ask of you. Mm-hmm. And if you're at vacation Bible school and an adult asks you to drink a bucket of something, don't do it. Mm-mm. Don't do it.
No.
It's gross. The 90s were weird. So, weird time. Speaking of.
Yes. That is the best segue.
Yes. The 90s were weird, and we're going to go back to them once again, where we always revisit.
Here we are.
Here we are again.
Okay. So, my topic today is going to be 90s snacks and drinks.
Yes. The best time.
Yes. So, some of the things that I'm going to talk about, they still make today, but it's just, like, my memory of them is very much, like, childhood 90s. Yes. And some of the things I talk about are not around anymore, and I wish they were. And in some cases, I'm glad they're gone.
Yeah.
So. Yes. But speaking of drinks, I'm going to start out with the drink category.
Got it.
Of the 90s. Okay, so the first thing that I'm going to talk about briefly is Capri Sun, mm-hmm. because I feel like nothing really says, like, 90s summertime to me than, like, getting a pouch of Capri Sun and, like, drinking it on the porch.
Yep.
I don't know why that's what I think of, but there it is. Pouch and I feel, drinks. Yes, I feel like even, like, Capri Sun's names are, like, very 90s because they're, like, that extreme whatever. Mm-hmm.
Like Pacific Cooler or something.
Yeah, or, like Roaring Waters.
Like, you're on a wave on a surfboard at any time. When you're naming these things, they want you to feel like you are currently surfing.
You're doing some extreme sports.
Yes.
What is that thing called that's, it's not the Olympics, obviously, but it's like the Olympics.
The X Games.
Yes, X Games. Yes. Yeah, it's like X Games sponsored by Capri Sun.
Yeah, you're on a BMX bike and holding a Capri Sun in one hand. Yes.
Exactly. Okay, so Capri Sun was introduced in 1969. Like, can you believe it's that old? Like, what the fuck? And they're still made. Obviously.
1969. Are you serious?
That's what Wikipedia told me.
I want somebody older than us to confirm. They've been drinking them
that
long.
Yeah, I need to know. I need to know.
Yeah.
They had, like, a list of discontinued flavors that I was looking through, and one of the flavors was Pumpkin Delight.
Oh, gross.
Who the fuck is drinking a pumpkin Capri Sun? Like, don't get me wrong. I'm a fucking basic pumpkin ass bitch in the fall time. Yes. But, like, pumpkin Capri Sun?
Pumpkin Capri Sun.
Fucking
gag.
Ew.
Gag.
Yeah. That sounds terrible.
You guys want to get my pumpkin Capri Suns out for a delicious treat in the summer? Gross.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I also don't remember ever seeing a pumpkin flavor.
No, that must have been early years.
Something happened.
Is it, do you think it was, like, clear? Like the, like, early, you know, like, or like a thin...
I'm picturing it like clear orange. Ooh, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Nasty. And then in 2014, Capri Sun had a little controversy. Because do you remember seeing, like, on Facebook, it was like, I cut open my Capri Sun and there was mold in it.
Yes.
And that was, like, a thing that was going around.
Yes, I do.
So because the pouches weren't clear at that time, like, they were all silver, including mm-hmm. the bottom, like, you couldn't see in them.
No.
So people were cutting them open and seeing that there was just nastiness in there.
My worst fucking
Can
nightmare.
Can you fucking imagine, like, sucking up some mold out of a Capri Sun?
I would literally fucking die. I would own Capri Sun. We would call it something else for sure, like Megan's Sun, and that would just be it. Listen, that's not the way I want to go out of this world, but I would fucking die. Like, if you sucked up mold like you do, like, a strawberry in a strawberry shake, kill me.
Yeah. God, no. That's terrible.
Sorry, guys. That was fucking gross. Anyway.
So now Capri Sun has a clear bottom, so you can, like, see up in the pouch.
Yeah, like, mold-free. Come see. That's what their motto is.
Yeah. That's their new tagline.
Gross. Do you think that the, do you think that they truly were molded? Like, was that did, was that confirmed or
I don't know. I think so.
I've got a box of Capri Suns in my pantry right now because I just have keep walking by them that are fully a fucking year old. So I need to go look and see. I'm going to go cut one open later and see what's in it just to see and also see the expiration because I'm not sure how long they're good for because I'm pretty sure they're like preservative city. So maybe they're, I don't know.
Old, they're probably still good.
Yeah, sure. I'll make crack one open for a delicious one sip because that's all that's in it.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So that's really all I have to say about Capri Sun.
They're weird. They're weird. Like, there's just not enough in them. And, like, how many times have you stabbed that fucking straw straight through the bag? Yeah, like, you, straight through.
Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, this is fucking ruined.
Right. Well, this is ruined. Throw it out. Or, like, have you ever been so desperate that you fucking stabbed it to death? It didn't come out. So you just cut the pouch open and poured it in a glass, which defeats the whole purpose? Because I have.
I mean, I probably did.
Yeah.
Probably did.
Or, like, it had enough holes in it where I would try to, like, squeeze it into a cup out of the multiple stab wounds that I got in the bag. What a waste. That was a waste of my goddamn time.
Do you feel like Capri Sun made you more thirsty?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's like sugar water pretty much. So it's like you fucking inhale one, then you're it like dehydrates you more. I'm like, I need water.
So you drink two or three of them, which is like almost half the case of them. And then you're like, I'm still thirsty. I'm unsatisfied. And now I'm sad because I've fucking worked too hard to get these goddamn straws in here. Like, that's why there's a meme about, like, I can't even get the straw in my Capri Sun. Like, don't look at me as an adult or something. I don't know, whatever. It's a lot funnier than that. But, yeah, there's a reason why there's a fucking stereotype. Because you stab at that thing forever. Ugh, whatever.
I think we have the rage today.
I'm so fucking angry. I'm so angry in these goddamn Capri Suns. Man. Ugh.
Okay, so my next drink, do you remember Orbitz?
Were they the ones that had the little balls in them?
Yeah.
Yes, I do remember those. Orbitz with a Z, right?
Yes, yep. So Orbitz were introduced in 1997 and quickly discontinued. Like, they weren't around very long.
No.
They were made by the same people who made Clearly Canadian, which is another... Dude, duh.
Didn't you go get some recently?
Yeah, oh, okay. So Clearly Canadian, another 90s drink. It's like a seltzer water, only like way more sugary. I can't say it. Sugary than like La Croix or however you want to say that fucking drink.
Right.
Also. So it's more sugary than that, therefore more delicious.
Right.
But yes, I have memories of like walking to the store and just buying tons of Clearly Canadian when I was younger. And like forever I would, as an adult, I would be like, do you guys remember Clearly Canadian? And people didn't remember what I was talking about. And then there was a campaign to bring Clearly Canadian back. And you could pay for a case of them. It was like a Kickstarter.
Right.
So, like, it was like you were pre-ordering them. So I paid for a case of Clearly Canadian. And I didn't get it for literally 2 years. So I waited 2 years after I paid for this. But when I got it, it was like fucking heaven. I was like, oh my god, it tastes exactly how I remember.
But was it all the same flavors or was there several flavors?
There's four flavors. There's wild cherry, mountain blackberry, and then country raspberry, and something peach. I don't know.
And it's fizzy, right? It's fizzy?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're all good. The peach is probably my least favorite, and the cherry is probably my most favorite, but I like them all. But now you can just buy them at Meijer.
So you waited two goddamn years. And so they also made the Orbitz, but the Orbitz, what were the balls in the Orbitz? Were they chewy? I can't quite remember.
Yeah, so basically these looked like the fruit drink equivalent to a lava lamp.
Yes.
So it was like clear juice, but then the little floating colored balls in it, and you could eat the balls. But the balls would stay suspended in the drink because they had like equal density. So they literally were like dispersed throughout the drink.
It was so cool. Seriously. Yeah,
it really did look cool. You can Google it.
Jocelyn had empty bottles of Orbitz. Like, she kept the, because it came in a very cool bottle with nothing in it, but she had two or three of them, like, you know, weirdos. I don't know if this is a Midwest thing or a girl thing or what, but like a lot of times, like, we keep empty bottles as decor. Or like, right. We were kids, but also like I had wine glass or wine bottles in my house that I just kept that because I had may or may not have had a smidgen of a drinking problem at one point. And I just like kept the empty bottles because they're pretty bottles.
Yeah.
And so she had these, I will remember this forever. She just had like two or three Orbitz bottles. And I was like, oh my God, those are like so cool. Because mm-hmm. they were just this rare drink that lived for 2 seconds in our yeah. lives. So yeah.
But yeah, there was like one with like clear drink and then like black and white balls mm-hmm. or the balls would be like red. But I think the balls were made out of some type of gelatin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's funny because they marketed it as a texturally enhanced alternative beverage. Like, wow. That doesn't even sound good.
No,
like,
that's
any
scary.
Type of drink you're talking about texture, like, no.
Yeah, I don't want to drink a chunky drink. So I did like them. I thought they were cool, but I didn't drink them a lot because they are thick. Like, it was a thick drink. Like, there was a lot going on in my mouth, and yeah. I didn't know about it.
Yeah. Basically, the consensus on the internet is they didn't taste very good, mm-mm. and they were kind of, like, just too much. And so yeah. there was too much going on, and that's why people didn't really take to them. Mm-hmm. Which, listen to some of these flavors. They were definitely pretty convoluted. So, there was raspberry citrus, which, okay, that's fine.
Sure.
Melon strawberry, okay.
Sure.
Pineapple, banana, cherry, coconut.
All right, calm down. First yeah. of all.
Pineapple, banana, cherry coconut.
Okay.
Like, that's
okay.
too long to fit on the bottle.
It's too long. There's too much going on.
Yeah.
That's a suspended, heightened awareness drink or whatever the fuck. That's a lot of flavors that don't really go together.
No, that's like, some of them are like tropical. But then, okay, I guess maybe without the cherry I could understand because then it's like kind of like a pina colada situation.
Right, yeah.
But it's just weird. I don't know.
Mm-mm.
And then they later added black currant berry, which... just what seems weird for a fruit drink.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Current. I don't know.
So, yeah, unfortunately, Orbitz didn't last for very long. But, so with a lot of these, I looked up to see if there was either a Facebook group or a change.org petition to, like, bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, there is a Facebook group for Orbitz, and it has 408 likes.
408?
Yeah.
It's worldwide. That's how many people could stomach more than one of them during yeah. the campaign period. Like, yeah. that's it. Because I think Jocelyn had 3 bottles, but I almost bet we only drank 3 total.
Those were
like,
the only three.
Yeah.
yeah.
I could be remembering it wrong. She may have only had 1 and some other bottles, but like, yeah, I don't think there were very many that anyone consumed because I remember getting one from this gas station. In like from where I'm from, and I can vividly remember this, so I don't, it must be true, I don't know, or I'm just misremembering, but I remember getting it and being like, oh my God, it's time. And then it was like, okay, there's a lot happening, this is very strange. Is it the same, like, what is boba tea? Is that the stuff that has the thick stuff in
mm-hmm.
the I so, feel like it's one of those type situations.
Boba tea, yeah. There's a lot of different, like, forms you can get it in, because you can get it in, like, a smoothie form or mm-hmm. just, yeah, like, a tea form, but mm-hmm. there's tapioca balls, mm-hmm. or sometimes they put little jellies in there, so it is, like, a similar concept, because you suck those up through the straw, which is, like, taking me back to the mold conversation
yeah.
we just had.
Mm-mm. Not having it.
But, yeah, I do like boba tea, like, quite a bit, so I don't know if this was similar. I really don't remember how they tasted.
I don't either.
Mm-hmm. I just remember, like, the look of them.
Yes.
Okay, so, the next thing, Snapple Elements.
Oh, I don't remember the difference here.
Okay.
Snapple Elements.
So, for one, they came in a different can or whatever. Mm. So, you know, Snapple came in, like, the glass jar
yes.
or whatever. So, these originally came in a metal can.
Oh.
They were introduced in 1999, and there were 4 flavors, rain, fire, earth, and sun. So,
oh, okay.
Elements.
Elements. I get
yes.
it. Okay, we're back, guys. We're back.
yes. So... rain was agave cactus flavor. Fire was dragon fruit. Earth was grape cranberry. And sun was orange star fruit.
Oh.
So there is the 90s again with like weird ass flavors.
Yes.
But I remember loving the rain. Like I would, when I would get to go to the grocery store with like my mom or dad or whatever, I'd be like, I want a rain Snapple Elements as my treat. And yeah.
So good. Ugh.
It's funny. I really don't have much to say about these, except there is a change.org petition. And here is a quote from it. The Snapple rain flavor was my favorite thing to drink. I don't drink anything but water and coffee. I need this variety in my life, and others need to experience this taste as well. Please bring it back. So this bitch only drinks water and coffee, and she wants Snapple rain to be her third beverage.
Like, that is very specific.
Yeah,
that
it's like, it's
very... the only thing. Do you think she drank other things before Snapple Elements rain flavor was in existence, and then she had it and it was literally so good that she no longer for 20 years has had anything but water and coffee and must have that variety back? They're in
like,
her life.
Yeah, it's just like nothing compares to Snapple rain.
Imagine the nuance in your life. Like, just that is so specific. I love that so much. Like, that's a strongly worded defense of this drink that needs to come back. You
yeah,
know?
It's. I wow. mean, I'm convinced.
I'm can bring it back for her. My God.
Yeah, for sure.
Sad.
Okay, so the next thing is Squeezits.
Loved them.
Yes. So Squeezits were made by General Mills and came out in the mid 90s. They were a fruit flavored drink that came in a plastic bottle that you had to squeeze to get the drink out of it. Hence the name Squeeze It. Their motto was squeeze the fun out of it. And that was in like every commercial.
I love them so much.
Yeah. So this is pretty much similar to just like a juice box, but it's like a taller plastic like, bottle.
It looked like a glass Coke bottle kind of. Yes. But it was plastic.
That is a good description.
And the twisty top on it. That's my favorite part because I would like put it in my mouth like braces kind of. Like, I don't know
Megan,
why.
Megan. I'm not even joking you. On my notes, this is my note. Cap semicircle made of plastic. Put over my teeth and pretend I had a retainer.
Yes. Like every time. Do you think every kid did that?
Must have, because we didn't fucking know each other.
No. So I put it in my mouth. I'd be like, this is my retainer. This is my braces. Like, it had a little Egyptian looking, like,
yes!
Like an Egyptian hat. Like,
yes. Fucking did.
There was just enough like juice in it that you almost like wanted to get the juice out like, from the squeeze it. And my favorite flavor was like the blue one, whatever that was, like the raspberry maybe.
Let's see, because I have them all on here. Blue was Berry Be Wild.
Berry Be Wild. That was my favorite. Because the commercials had the red ones. And I'm like, I love red, but also the blue one was the best.
It's just funny. Like, okay, if you fucking pretended that your Squeeze It cap was like braces or a retainer, please let us know.
Yes, because I don't know anybody who didn't. Honestly, like, I know I couldn't have been the only kid that did that.
Why was like pretending to have braces a thing? Like, who would want braces,
who
really?
Actually, I mean, once that. Well, I wanted glasses and braces, and like now I have glasses and I'm going to have to get braces in my 30s. And so now I'm like, why did I think this was fun, like, as a child? And I don't know. You know what's funny? I almost think, like, you saw kids that had them, and I think if you thought you wanted them too, that meant you weren't picking on those kids. Because people are like, oh, my God, such a nerd. They have glasses. They have braces. It's like, you mean they needed medical care, you pieces of shit? Like, like, you mean that you don't want that person to see because they don't look cool? Like, I thought it was so cool. I had fake non-prescription glasses that my mom found some random place, like at a yard sale or something. She like popped the lenses out or something, and I like put stuff on my teeth to make it look like I had braces. I thought it was the coolest thing.
I mean, it's a look.
It's a total look. And I'm like, now it's kind of popular, so fuck all of you. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, why did we do that with like
Give me my fucking Squeeze It cap. Yes. I'm gonna pretend.
Yes.
But yeah, each Squeeze It flavor had a different character molded on the bottle. So they had like personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them were Chucklin' Cherry, Berry Be Wild, Grumpy Grape, which was later changed to Gallopin' Grape because I guess they didn't want a grumpy character.
Right. No negativity.
Silly Billy Strawberry, Rockin' Red Puncher, Smarty Arty Orange. Yeah. So I do remember them.
I remember
having
their faces. Yeah.
Like different personalities. At one time, they marketed color-changing Squeeze-Its. So they came with little pellets that you like dropped in the hole in the top, and it changed your drink into a mystery color. Ooh. I don't know if it changed the flavor, but yeah, I do remember like the little pellets. But like, what was in that? I mean, obviously just some sort of like food coloring, but let's chemicals? Add, yeah, let's add more chemicals to this chemical drink.
Right. Cause that drink was nothing but chemicals.
No.
Like it was not good for you. They didn't even taste that great. And again,
no,
they really didn't.
They
were like very little drink, like a Capri Sun, but they were so goddamn fun. It's the marketing genius of it. Uh-huh. Like they were so much fun. And like, I remember taking all the like plastic off of a new little case of them, you know, mm-hmm. little six pack of them. They made them feel very fun. So
they
I
did.
Liked them and they did not. Yeah. They didn't taste great, but I loved the blue. I thought
yes.
those were so fun.
So the change.org petition for Squeeze-Its has 7 signatures.
Oh, God. So we don't need to be anticipating those to return
no,
at any point.
Those are probably gone for good.
Yeah, I can understand that. RIP, you know?
Yes. This next drink is probably not gone for good. At least I hope not. And that is Ecto Cooler.
Oh, yeah.
So Ecto Cooler was a product tie-in to the Ghostbusters cartoon. So not the movie, but the cartoon that was made in 87. Mm-hmm. It was a rebranding of a drink that Hi-C already had. So it was Citrus Cooler. They just rebranded it to be Ecto Cooler and they put Slimer on the carton.
Yes.
So Ecto Cooler was like fucking successful beyond expectations. Like they didn't even think that it would sell as much as it did. So even after the cartoon was canceled, they kept selling Ecto Cooler. So sometime around 1997, Slimer left the box and they rebranded it to Shoutin' Orange Tangerine.
No.
Instead of Slimer being on the box, it was like a blob of lips, which is fucking weird. Like, why? Just leave Slimer on there.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah. So, and then in 2006, Shoutin' Orange Tangerine was renamed again to Crazy Citrus Cooler. And then in 2007, the flavor was discontinued altogether. Then in 2016, Ecto Cooler was re-released as a tie-in to the Ghostbusters movie that came out.
Aww.
And when it was released, it was like crazy fucking popular. So it wasn't sold everywhere. You could get it on like Amazon. I know that's where I ordered it. And like a few grocery stores. I know Meijer had it and maybe Walmart. But as soon as places would get it in stock, it would sell out so quickly. Like, obviously, there's the nostalgia factor. So people were like, yes, I need this.
Yes. That's product placement and whatnot. The marketing on that is genius because you can sell a shit ton of product based on nostalgia alone. But having any type of reboot happen, people would buy it up. Yeah.
Yes. So yeah, stores couldn't keep it in stock due to the overwhelming demand. I know I bought it on Amazon and I bought like 2 different cases or whatever and it was so good. Like I can still taste it and I was just
delicious.
Like,
I love you so much.
Yes. So it was discontinued again at the end of 2016, but my hope and dream is that when the new Ghostbusters movie comes out, I believe next year, that they mm-hmm. will re-release it again.
They
probably will. I mean, why wouldn't they? It's
they
obviously
made
just
off of it.
Yeah, a huge money maker.
It's they one thing if something doesn't make any money,
right?
Then you can just be like, well, we tried and it didn't go well, but they're not losing any money by reproducing it. And it cannot be that expensive to produce that and slap Slimer
no.
on the box and be done with it.
No. I'm sure it's just like any other flavor, you know?
Yep. I agree.
Yeah. But the change.org, there is a change.org petition, and a quote from that is, "I will never again buy anything Minute Maid until Ecto Cooler is back for good."
Wow.
So they're like, yeah, they're holding their Minute Maid money for ransom until they come out with Ecto Cooler again.
I bet it's that lady that also just needed that very specific Elements drink.
She needs her fucking Snapple Elements.
And she's not buying another goddamn Minute Maid product.
No. Not a one. No Minute Maid fruit punch. No fucking lemonade.
No.
No.
You want orange juice? Fuck you. Not getting it from there.
No.
Oh.
I mean, wow. Ecto Cooler is delicious, so I feel her pain on that.
Yeah, she's going to die on that hill, and I don't blame her.
No, I'm right there with you, lady. Good enough. I'm picturing these all as women. I don't know why.
Older, like, not older, but, like, I would say at least 40 white women.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to move on from drinks and move into food.
Yes.
And I'm going to start with what is probably the most popular snack, at least in my mind, and that's Dunkaroos.
Oh, those are the best.
Yes. So Dunkaroos were a snack food made by Betty Crocker, and they came out in 1990. And what Dunkaroos were just a small little packet of cookies and then like 1 cubic inch of icing.
Yes.
So you dip the cookies in the icing and so, you dunk the cookies in the icing. Excuse me. What is dipping?
Pardon my error.
Yes. So you dunk the cookies in the icing and that was Dunkaroos.
I loved them. And there's something, I passed something in Target the other day that is not Dunkaroos, but it was like cookies and icing. Like there's something similar, but I'm like, I need the marketing to be exactly as it was. I'm sure those are delicious, but no, I need to have it exactly as it was, or I don't want it.
Exactly. So the Dunkaroo mascot was a kangaroo with an Australian accent and his name was Sydney. So he was very like stereotypically Australian. Like he was like the Steve Irwin of cartoon kangaroos.
Yeah. Didn't he have an outfit and everything?
Like, yeah.
He had a little, he
looked like a khaki outfit. Like
safari type situation.
Yes. Exactly. And then they did switch their mascot to a daredevil kangaroo named Duncan, which I remember Sydney more than Duncan.
I will look at pictures and determine which one I remember the most. But yeah, what was Duncan wearing?
I don't know. It says he was a daredevil, so maybe like a cape, but I don't know.
I imagine him in full Evel Knievel outfit, but that's not right because that's like American flag stuff.
Maybe that is right. Like, wait, what did Evel Knievel wear? Like a jumpsuit?
He wore like a white jumpsuit. Okay. Duncan the kangaroo. I'm going to look this up because I want to know. No, that's not it. Who is that? That's not it. That's a green one. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't green.
No. I'm like, what am I Googling? Google will get you in trouble. Oh, okay. So we've got Dunkaroos with Sydney, and he had on the full safari situation. And then it looks like they tried to do... Oh, so Cinnamon Graham Dunkaroos by Betty Crocker, Cinnamon Graham Cookies, and Vanilla Frosting with Rainbow Sprinkles. And it's got... This has to be Duncan. He's got purple sneakers on, a purple backwards cap, and like a red jacket. And he's dunking. He's like flying down, dunking his cookie in the stuff. But the cookies are shaped like airplanes, motorcycles, hot air balloons, and otherwise. So that must be the daredevil.
Okay.
This is motherfucking ridiculous. So they were
trying to make him hip.
Duncan the daredevil. Yes. So he's like parachuting in. He has a little backpack on. So he's like... fully, like, fuck y'all, coming from the top, hanging off a rope. Like, this is getting dangerous. I bet there was a liability issue and they had to cancel the whole thing.
Well, I guess I can't begrudge Daredevil Kangaroo.
No, he's pretty cool. He had a backwards cap on, Chessie. Like, what else are we going to do?
You can't get cooler than that.
No, jeez.
Dunkaroo flavors included vanilla icing with chocolate cookies, chocolate icing with graham cookies, strawberry icing with vanilla cookies, which I don't think I ever had that one.
No. That would be my favorite. Strawberry icing would probably be my favorite, and I don't recall that one. So.
No, I don't either. And then rainbow sprinkle icing with graham cookies.
Yes.
I feel like that was my jam. I don't know.
And I wonder if it was when they changed the marketing, they went to mostly graham and vanilla. You know what I mean? So maybe we caught it at that time. But those were so delicious.
They were. So these were discontinued in the U.S. in 2012, but you could still get them in Canada.
Oh.
So in 2016, General Mills announced a campaign that they called Smuggleroos. Which encouraged Canadians traveling to the United States to bring the snack to Americans who wanted it. So, like, there was, like, a campaign where you could be matched with someone who was, like, coming to the U.S. to bring you Dunkaroos.
You're fucking kidding me.
Serious. I'm serious.
You know what I want from Canada? healthcare. Bring me prescription medication.
Yeah, exactly.
It's nope. Like, do I want my pills or do I want, you know what? Go ahead and get me some Smuggleroos because yeah. I am down here.
Yeah, smuggle me some Dunkaroos.
Yeah, go ahead and put those in your purse and bring them down. Yeah. What the fuck? Oh, boy.
But then in 2018, they discontinued them in Canada. So, and they've yet to comment on it. So
I want a goddamn answer.
Yeah. I need clarification.
Yeah. Yeah. That one. So, okay. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to be the commenter on that campaign's page.
Okay. Like, okay. Yeah. Yes. There is a change.org petition and it's very large. Like people want Dunkaroos back. And yes. My quote from that is, I would like to have some Dunkaroos one last time before I die.
Oh, so Jesus.
Yeah, they want their fucking Dunkaroos.
I can't. The severity, like the seriousness of these comments yeah. are just the best.
Yeah. I will say, if you Google it, you can find lots of like recipes for homemade Dunkaroos. And it's mm-hmm. always like Funfetti icing with graham crackers or whatever.
Right.
Which I'm sure is delicious and probably tastes better than Dunkaroos. But like, yeah. I don't want it if it doesn't come in a small ass package.
Mm-hmm. Where you have to eat like, three of them just to be yeah, satisfied. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to put any work in and I want it on a brightly colored advertisement. Like I want a whole campaign. I want it easily packaged. I like convenience. I'm lazy as fuck. I don't want to go whip up icing and do all that. I mean, I could pop open some icing and dip a cookie in it. I'm sure. Not the point. That is not the point we're making here.
Right.
We need Dunkaroos.
Like you said earlier, I need the marketing.
Yeah. Like I saw some in Target last week. I saw something and it was like icing and cookies. And I'm like, and it was a Dunky situation. Mm-hmm. Not dunking shit. There's not a campaign kangaroo who's either a goddamn daredevil or he's gonna take me on a safari. Yeah. Period.
I need one of the two.
Yeah. Or a smuggle ruse, which I hope that was like it. I wish they had a full campaign for that. Like black mask, like he's in the dark and there's like a spotlight on him and all you can see on the black box is like him in the spotlight carrying them out. That's what I want.
It's so funny that they called it smuggle ruse. I can't even say that. But it's like it encourages illegal activity.
Yes, to even smuggle though, something across yeah, the border.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's weird.
Fuck. Smuggle me some goddamn Xanax, please. Xanax ruse, please.
Yes. Okay, so the next thing is fruit gushers.
Oh, so, I still buy yes, those. Yes,
you can still get gushers. If you don't know what gushers are, which who doesn't fucking know what gushers
get
are?
Get your life together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But these are little... hexagonal, is that a word?
Hexagonal, hexagonal, hexagonal. Yes.
Okay. hexagonal. Shaped fruit snacks with juice inside that gushed when you bit into it, which sounds foul.
It sounds absolutely disgusting.
Yes. So these were introduced in 1991, and they're still around today. There were two different flavors when they were first introduced, and that was splashin' strawberry and gushin' grape. But I know, it's but fucking
they're so
nasty.
Delicious.
Ugh. But there are a ton of different flavors today. So if you don't want strawberry or grape, there's like tropical and cherry mm-hmm. and blue, whatever is.
Yeah. I would like the blue flavor. Yes. Thank you. Do you know that there are some that we bought because my son decided, oh, I have to have these. They were so disgusting, I couldn't eat them. And I always eat the entire pack of gushers. They were like spicy gushers. They were like hot.
I think like, I've seen those. Have I?
Don't.
Have I had those? It seems like I may have.
They're absolutely awful. But they are so bad.
I may have dreamt it. I don't fucking know.
Do not buy them. It is a waste of your money. Every other gusher, every flavor, they have a mixed bag. They have tropical, they have rainbow, they have whatever. They all pretty much taste the same. Not the point. They're very sugary and delicious. I love a gusher. I love when they get all melted together and you have to eat it like a sandwich. It's very messed up.
Okay, I was going to say those fucking foil packets were so sticky. It's like I want to eat them with a fork because I don't want to touch it. Like it's just a melted mass of goo.
Yes. Ugh. You have to eat it like you would a sandwich. You have to like hold it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And bite out of it, which defeats the purpose because it gushes.
Right.
So the word gush is freaking out.
Yeah, no, it's not good. It's not good. But I haven't had these in a while. But if I were to eat them now, I would seriously like cut it open with scissors and eat it with a fork because I don't want to touch that.
We've elevated our gusher
eating. Yeah, exactly. So. I'm very fancy. So yes. I cannot have the stickiness on my fingers. No.
Because you can't wash it off with soap either. It's just this gross stickiness. I don't know why I think it's okay to put that into my body and allow my body to digest it, but won't touch it with my hands.
Well, you know.
But it's fine. Delicious. Everything's fine. I can't see it once it's in there.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
So the commercials for these always had kids' heads turning into fruit shapes, which...
I remember this.
Yeah, I watched like 10 different Gushers commercials this week, and they all had the same theme of your head's gonna turn into a fruit. So it's like, I don't know, were kids scared to eat these?
God, I would have been. Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna turn into a strawberry.
That's so weird.
It is weird. And then the other thing I have to say about Gushers... Have you ever seen this video? Because I know it was, like, going around, but it was, like, 5 to 10 years ago, I want to say. It's a video on YouTube of this kid, like, reviewing Gushers. So he's, like, I don't think he was, like, an actual snack review YouTuber or anything. Like, he just bought Gushers and wanted to talk about them. So he has this packet of Gushers and he's like explaining and describing the Gushers or whatever. And then he's like, oh yeah, fruit Gushers. I'm just going to open it and I'm just going to try it. And then he like eats one and he's like, fruit Gushers. It's a buy. It's a buy.
It's a buy. It's a buy. It's a buy. Yeah.
Fruit Gushers.
It's a buy. Like, what the fuck is happening?
So,
I love that.
Yeah, sometimes when Josh and I eat, like, good things, we're like, it's a buy.
It's a buy. Check that off. It's a buy. I've never heard anyone say that. It's a buy. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, you bought it already, you fucking douchebag.
Oh, God. Oh, it's funny.
I love it.
That's fruit cute. Gushers.
It's a buy.
Yes. Okay, so the next gummy snack, Shark Bite gummies. Do you remember
these? I can taste them right now. They were blue, weren't they?
Well,
with like white bellies?
Well, there were different colors. So these came out in 88. They were made by Betty Crocker, which Betty Crocker was like the shit, apparently. She was making all types of things.
Damn, Betty.
But okay, so what made these fruit snacks so awesome is they had limited edition fruit snacks in the package. So instead of, and like, they had different ones, but the main one was the Great White. So.
Yes.
You know how fruit snacks look like kind of clear? Like semi-clear. So you
these
would have those, but the Great White gummy was white and opaque. So, and it wouldn't be in every packet. It would be in like maybe one per box or whatever instead of every packet. So when you would get a fucking Great White Shark Bite gummy, it was like your day was made.
Oh, absolutely.
Your week was made.
Like you won the goddamn lottery.
Yeah. So it was a special treat when you got... the Great White gummy. And I feel like I can remember what it tasted like.
I absolutely can. I remember the texture of those. Like, they had a different texture to those gummies. They were a little bit, like, thicker, I feel like.
Yes.
There was a little bit. There was something to it that was a little heavier. And they weren't super, super chewy. Like, it didn't take you a long time. But there was a consistency to those that did not match any others. I liked those a lot.
Yeah. The Great White was the best. I want to say it was like a berry flavor, or at least that's like what I'm picturing in my head. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the Great White was the good one, but they also had, which I don't really remember this one. It was a special tiger shark striped gummy. And that was like a limited time. So it was like orange with stripes.
I never got that one.
No, I don't think so either. Maybe that was like after our time.
Yeah, that was a momentous occasion. That's probably for the rich kids.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They had to pay extra for the stripe.
Had to.
The shark.
It's like,
yeah.
What was the little girl, the snotty girl on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? You know, she's probably the one that got the goddamn tiger in there. Yeah,
yeah,
the tiger shark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck her.
So I've seen, like, because I have, what am I trying to say? I don't even know. Rewind. On Reddit, there's a subreddit that's, like, nostalgia, and people post a lot of, like, foods and snacks or whatever. Whenever people post these Shark Bite gummies, people are always like, you can still buy those. Like, those are still in stores. So I investigated it and I looked on Amazon and Walmart, and also I just Googled it. And it's like, whenever it takes you to the page, like, it is the picture of the snark.
The snarks. Snarks.
There is a picture of the Shark Bite gummies, but it's always out of stock. So, like, I don't know.
So they could still be in existence, but they are always out of stock, which, there's a conspiracy here. I feel it.
I'm confused.
Something's not right. Don't like it.
Mm-mm. Yes, I don't know. Okay, so this next one is my favorite thing on the list. If I had to pick one snack to come back, I would want it to be this. Like, oh my God, I want it so bad. It hurts.
Okay. I can taste it.
Okay, so do you remember PB Crisps?
I am so excited that you just said that, because I was just thinking the exact same thing. I was thinking, what were the things that the Mr. Peanut was on, and he had the little... The PB Crisps were the best snack. I can taste them.
Dude, they were so good. And, like, literally, nothing compares to PB Crisps.
Nothing. Not one thing.
Yes. Ever. So, PB Crisps were introduced in 1992 by Planters. They're a peanut-shaped cookie shell with peanut butter cream inside. So, like, that doesn't even sound very, like, good or fancy or whatever. But, like, the texture and the consistency, like, the crunchiness of the shell with, like, the yumminess of the cream. Like, they were so fucking good.
They were, like, better than a Nutter Butter.
Yes. So they were, like, oh my God.
Like, I love a Nutter Butter, but they were just, like, these small crisps that had enough crunch to them, and then the creamy middle was so goddamn good. Mm-hmm. Like, why those are not... I'm actually mad right now. Like, why are those not in existence? Those are so good.
Well, it's really funny because... When I Google PB Crisps, there's a website, and this man runs it, and he is fucking obsessed with PB Crisps, like, maybe more than me, which I thought I was, like, the biggest PB Crisp fan on earth. But right, and he's... Yeah, this man definitely wants PB Crisps back so bad. His website is hilarious, so you should go to pbcrisp.com, because he's next level. So
cuckoo bananas.
Yeah, he encourages you to set time aside every day to call Planters and request that they bring back PB Crisps, and he's, like, dead fucking serious about it. It's like when you're, like, calling your, like, like a politician's office about a serious issue.
Like a policy change that are keeping babies in cages, but no. Wait a minute.
PBCrisps.com.
Mm-hmm. There is a Twitter at PB Crisps Fanatic. There's a Facebook at Bring Back PB Crisps. There's a Reddit, subreddit, Bring Back PB Crisps. And then it says, Bring Back Planters PB Crisps, the most delicious snack in the world. It has the three different kinds, which was PB Crisps, chocolate, and then PB&J Crisps.
Which I don't remember those.
I bet those were goddamn delicious. It says strawberry filling and peanut butter. Okay. And then it has a whole section. Why? How to bring them back. Info for Planters. There's photos of them. Oh, they're so delicious. Look at them. Mm-hmm. I'm so goddamn mad right now. They were almost a toffee consistency on the outside, like that.
Yes.
Like, there's air on the outside. Yes. If that makes sense. Like, the layered. I am call craft support. Use social media. The Fanatic is here to spread awareness. There's a whole fact section.
Yeah.
Christ on the cross. That is some serious.
He is very dedicated, which, I mean.
I love it.
Hats off.
Hats off to you, sir. Like, I'm not going to shit on somebody for liking something harmless, you know?
Exactly.
Like, good for you.
Yeah. It's funny because there's a quote on there, and he says, nobody knows why they were discontinued. Urban legends suggest it was because they were too delicious.
Oh, golly. Oh, golly, 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 golly. That's hilarious. This is so psychotic in such a good way.
Oh, God. The things you find out, gosh, funny.
Here we are on the shallow dive, really unearthing some truth in this world.
God, that was my number one snack. I'm like, bring me some PB Crisps.
God, now that I've seen the picture of them, I'm never going to unsee it. You know, like, I remember kind of, but, like, to see, he has photos, like, close up artistic photos of these beauties. And well, that's my favorite website now. Yeah. So I think that'll cover recommendations for the week. Can you please go bring back PB Crisps? Yeah.
My recommendation, pbcrisps.com. Yes.
Love it.
Oh gosh. Okay. So my next one is just kind of like random ice cream treats. So the first one that I want to mention is Flintstones Push-Up Sherbet Treats.
Orange.
Okay. You can fucking still buy orange push-ups, whatever. Like you said earlier, I need the marketing. I need the Flintstones on there. I need it to be called Yabba Dabba Doo Orange.
I don't want it. Exactly. I don't want it.
So the other flavors were Lime Rock Lime and Bedrock Berry.
Bedrock Berry. I forgot that one.
Yeah. I want them all. Delicious.
Yeah, I just remembered the Bedrock Berry. I was only remembering orange, but I do remember that.
Yes. So they were in like a cylindrical cardboard tube with a little plastic plunger at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And you would like plunge it up and then the sherbet would come out. And then you could like play with the little plastic thing and like chew on it. Like that's what I did. Yep. What the fuck?
I rinsed them off and used them as like little Barbie stools. And
yeah,
and
exactly.
Because we're fucking trash, like white trash.
Hey, you got to use your imagination as a child.
Yes, you do. Yep.
Oh, Christ. So, yes, those were delicious. I want those. Other random ice cream. So you just tell me if you remember these.
Okay.
Mickey's Parade Ice Pops.
Yep, they had the ears, and there was, like, purple ones, and is that the right
one? Well, I think you're incorporating two together. Okay. So, the Mickey's Parade Ice Pops, they were shaped like Mickey, Donald Duck, like,
Minnie,
Goofy, whatever.
Daisy or whatever.
Yeah, so it wasn't just the head, but those ones were, like, orange, purple, whatever.
Those were the bodies.
Yes, the bodies.
Right? Okay.
And then there was also, like, so that was, like, a popsicle. They were fruity.
Yes.
But then they also had ice cream that was like the vanilla ice cream with the chocolate that was shaped like Mickey's head.
Got you.
So, and I actually just saw that they brought those back. They're in Target. The fucking head, the head ones, not the popsicle ones.
But no PB Crisps.
No.
Okay. Okay, Target. Yeah. Target, okay.
I'd rather have PB Crisps.
But okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Rude. Okay. So, ice cream in various shapes that incorporated a gumball. So, like, that you would get from the ice cream truck. So, like, there was, like, a baseball mitt, and then the ball would be the gumball on the baseball mitt. There was, like, various characters where their eyes would be gumballs.
I don't remember that.
Did you not use the ice cream truck?
The only ice cream truck that ever came around was at my grandmother's house 2 hours away from here.
Oh.
And so I did, but I don't recall what I got from him. And we didn't have one where I grew up. So, like, we only had one when I would visit grandma over the summer. And that was, like, some of my best memories. But I loved ice cream. So, I didn't care what the fuck.
You're like, just give me one of each.
I always liked a drumstick. That was, like, my go-to. I loved that. I was pretty basic-ass bitch, you know. Just did the whatever. Grandpa gave me money for. I was like, sure, I'll take a drumstick.
Yeah.
So that's about it.
So they would have a lot of them would be like licensed characters. Like I know later on they had SpongeBob. I can't remember what they had like younger besides the baseball mitt. But like so they would be like licensed characters, ice cream shaped like them, and then like the eyes would be gumballs. So
oh how cool. Yeah. I really feel like I missed the train on that one.
Okay, little cups of ice cream. I feel like you would get these at school or maybe from the ice cream truck, but little cups of ice cream that you had to eat with a wooden spoon.
Wooden paddle. Yep. Yeah. The little wooden, the tongue press.
And honestly, it would just taste like wood.
Absolutely. It never tasted like, the ice cream was always freezer burned.
Yes.
And you would always, it would taste like you went to the doctor.
Yeah.
So that's what I remember. It was like, you might as well just give them out in hospitals because they're not good. So you just eat it. And be like, well, that tasted like a nice, fine piece of wood that I just ate.
Right.
Ugh, gross. You can still get those, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Nope.
Okay, the other thing that I would get at school, I'm pretty sure it was made by Minute Maid, and it was, like, a triangle package of, like, a fruit popsicle thing.
Yes,
but there was, like orange, purple,
fruit.
And red. Yeah, but it was, like, in a triangle.
It was like, was it not like in a, almost like a sour cream packet?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah.
Like it's a, was it a squeezy type?
Yeah.
Which you like had to, That was a weird time.
That was weird and messy.
That's really messy, now that I think about
it. Like, who's giving kids that at school?
Randomly, not to go back to drinks.
No.
But do you remember fucking Fruitopia?
Yeah.
We had a Fruitopia machine in our elementary school because you could get Cokes and drinks and whatnot. And the fucking trash that you were supposed to throw your cans in smelled so goddamn sour because it was like toilet hooch. Because Fruitopia in the trash is the most garbage dumpster juice smell of all. Because it's that really, you know, just fruity, rotten smell. I will never unsmell that.
That's hilarious. Like, that
smell is in my brain. Also, real quick, I just thought of this. I went to the other, there's two Coke machines. I went to the other Coke machine and you could get a Coke for 25 or 50 cents. And one day I drank four surges and I thought my mom was going to have to take me to the hospital because my heart would, I felt I may have had a myocardial infarction right there because I was 12 years old and had to lay on my left side until it passed. But don't drink Surge because I know they brought that back and my heart still hurts. And that was a long time ago.
Well, certainly don't drink four. You can have
ever.
You can have one.
Don't drink four. In a month.
Like, yeah.
Spread it out over a couple of months.
One a month.
I had four that day. And that's bad on
dude,
all
you were like, so. I need energy.
I'm going to drink me a Surge. And then I'm like, let me get another. And then by the time 3 o'clock rolled around, I fucking could blink my lips at that point. Like I was fucking, I was like super lit. My mom drove me home. I was like sweating, but I was cold. Like it was bad. So that's don't hilarious. Cause yourself heart problems because we didn't know back then. That was 96. So I don't know. Anyway.
Okay. Random gums that I'm just going to name off.
Yes.
Fruit Stripes gum.
Yes.
Packets of Tiny Chiclets.
Yes.
Bubble Beeper.
Loved it.
Bubble Tape.
Yes.
Bazooka gum with the comics.
My favorite.
Why did I say comments?
They had comments on the wrapper.
Comments and comics.
Yes.
Ouch gum. So it looked like Band-Aids.
Oh, the Band-Aid. Yep. The Band-Aid box. Yeah.
Big League Chew.
My favorite was grape.
Yes, grape was good.
Grape was the best.
And Bubble Jug.
Bubble Jug. And it was powdery. Do you remember the powdery mm-hmm. stuff in the Bubble Jug?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of these were powdery because, like, I feel like Bubble Tape was powdery.
Bubble Tape. Very. Too. Like, you'd open it and be like, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
It's like, what is that? Yes, that was very crazy. And, like, my son has gotten Bubble Tape before and just bit into the circle.
That is just monstrous.
Like, who am I raising? What kind of fucking sociopath am I allowing to live in this world? Like, you think you know your kids and you think you do good as a mom. And you look down and he's eaten half of the fucking Bubble Tape in one bite. And I'm like, get out of my house. Like, I don't know what to do.
You've just ruined the Bubble Tape at that point.
He just thought it was the funniest thing, and I'm like, do you fucking eat Kit Kats like that? Like, what's wrong with you? It was tragic. Tragic. I'll do better in the future. I really will try harder.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for your service, yes.
So that's it. That's all I have.
I have a random candy that I remember. I actually didn't remember until Jocelyn sent me a picture. She's like, in case you're wondering how my life's going, I just ordered a 12-pack of these, and it's Laffy Taffy, like the long ones.
Mm-hmm.
And she peeled it back and it was the pink mm-hmm. one with like the glittery candy stuck in it. Do you remember those?
Yes.
It reminds us of softball because we played softball as kids and like that was our go-to. She couldn't find the ones that had the fake watermelon seeds.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah,
but the seeds were gross. Them.
They were so gross, but like so fucking fun, mm-hmm. but so gross. Like, you know what I mean? You're like, this is a weird candy, but I loved those. I don't like any of the candies that were like the bottles you like, the wax bottles.
Those are
had
sick
the juice in them.
Yeah,
disgusting. I tried those last year again. I'm like, well, maybe it's like they're not good.
Plus they're called like Nick and Lips or some weird fucking shit. Like,
I don't understand it. I don't understand why we did that. I don't like those. Go in the category of those jug juices.
Uh-huh.
Like the barrel
the
juices
hugs.
That were
they're called
the,
hugs.
Yeah. They're disgusting. They're vomit in a bottle.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Yeah.
So those are like the truly like gross camera, like Brock's candy or whatever.
Yeah.
That's like in the red package. Like I love their gummy bears. I love their gummy worms. I'm a gummy bear freak and I will eat any of them, but I don't have a specific 90s gummy that I liked besides the sharks and like the gushers and the fruit by the foot and the fruit roll up like those.
Do you remember Amazing Fruit?
Amazing Fruit.
It was like, it was gummy bears, and it was called Amazing Fruit, but they're like mascot slash commercials, like the bears were alive and they were like dancing into the package. Oh. The package was blue.
I will look it up because I do recall this, and I thought that was a fever dream.
If you look at the package, you'll remember it.
Amazing Fruit. Let's look it up. Amazing Fruit. Gummy bears. Let's see. Images. I do! And they're carrying their own little fruits.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at them. It says with real fruit juices. I'm like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, 10%.
Yeah, yeah. So real fruit has been in the room at some point when we have produced these.
One slice of watermelon was in the factory.
There was someone who brought lunch and had a fruit tray in the fridge in the factory. Yeah, don't lie to me. It's like... That's just, no. It's like those fruit drinks now. It's like, real fruit. It's like, there's not a lot of fruit juice in this. Don't lie to me. Don't lie.
Or what they, like, say what La Croix tastes like. It's like, I don't even know. It's like.
It's like someone ate an orange and then, like, burped.
Yeah, exactly.
into the room, and, like, that's the flavor.
Yeah,
of it.
It's true.
Just faint.
Josh freaking loves those. He's addicted to the grapefruit one. And I don't know, man. I can't get down with it.
I haven't tried any because I can't have a lot of carbonation. Yeah. But I would love to try the like pamplemousse.
That's the grapefruit, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. So I was like, yeah, I need to try.
Honestly, okay, so here's another recommendation. If you're looking for like sparkling water, my favorite is called Spindrift. You can get it at Target and probably
it's
other
new,
places.
Right?
Yeah. It's so much better because it tastes fruitier. Like it has more flavor to it, but it's still good for you. And yeah, those are way more delicious. So that's my rec.
Kristen Bell is on the commercials for them, and she says it literally is just fruit juice and soda water or whatever sparkling water. And so she's like, it's the closest you're going to get to only fruit juice. And she said that makes it taste better.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to branch out and try a couple of those just to see what they taste like. But I've never been a flavored carbonated water person. My mom used to get like the Sam's Choice, like sparkling water. I'm not a big carbonated water person, but I think if it's got enough flavoring, I'd probably try it. But again, I can't do a ton of, I haven't had a soda, like a full soda. In 2 goddamn years. And I am so, all I want is like a vanilla Coke or a cherry Pepsi or like some, I want it so bad. And all it does is make me so deathly ill. And I just hate that I can't just have like one a year.
Right.
Like I can drink a little bit of Sprite. Like I can, that's pretty carbonated, but it's just like, I cannot order a soda anywhere. And I am so angry about this situation, but it was my choice. But gastric bypass affects people differently, and it does expand your stomach. So they're like, don't do that, which I won't. But God, I miss it. I just want a fucking big, giant, fat vanilla Coke. That's all I want.
Yeah.
That's all I want. Like a GD Ritzy's vanilla cherry Coke, Pepsi, whatever. I want some sort of majorly carbonated drink. So that's what I'm going to write a goddamn change.org to help my body process carbonation. So.
Change.org to yourself.
Yes, to my own self. So, there you go.
All right.
Sounds good. We've run it about an hour, so we're right on track here. We are going to be back in a few weeks with other topics, other things. I have a weird conspiracy theory coming up. I have some 90s shows that we can briefly mention that didn't end how I remember them. Like, they didn't end. Some I do, but, you know, things that... The funny thing about the lens of childhood is that you only remember a fragmented part of your reality, you know? So that'll be coming up. And I did start watching What We Do in the Shadows that you had recommended last time. And I fucking laughed out loud so many times. For some reason, my TV wouldn't start them at the beginning. So I started when the Baron comes to town.
Dude.
And they go out. That's the best goddamn thing I've ever
seen. That is my favorite fucking episode. Oh my God. I love the Baron because he's played by Doug Jones,
who was Billy.
Yes.
From Hocus Pocus.
Yes. He does a lot of creature work. Like, he has been in, like, all the Guillermo del Toro movies. Mm-hmm. If you saw Shape of Water, he was, like, the...
The frogman.
Frogman, yeah. I was, like, the creature man.
The creature. He was the shape guy.
Yeah. So, he plays a lot of creatures. But, like, he is so fucking funny as the Baron. Like, oh, my God. Those episodes are so good.
You guys have to watch it. My favorite part is when the guy goes, "We drank the blood of the humans, but the humans were on drugs, yes. And now I'm a wizard." And he's got a fucking traffic cone on his head. I was crying. Like,
"We drank drug blood."
Yeah, we drank drug blood. Now I am a wizard. Like, I love it so much. And he goes, there's a part where he goes, they said, "The Baron has eaten human food, and now he's being projected around by his own vomit." Like, I don't know. The show is so good. You guys have to watch it.
Oh, God.
It's just, there's a character in the show that I think everyone can relate to, which is the energy vampire that literally sucks the life out of people by just fucking boring them to death or, like, being overbearing. And we all know an energy vampire. We always say protect your energy. From energy vampires or, like, you know, emotional vampires. And there's so many in the real world that it was, like, too real. And I was like, oh, this is funny, but also too true. So definitely a good show to watch.
It's funny that they added him in because he, like, there was no vampire like that in the actual, like, original movie. So that was an addition for the show. And I think it was a good addition. Like, it was definitely funny.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. The show's very, very funny. I probably will watch it again. Like, I haven't watched all of them, but I'll probably start on the FX app because I had to contact our cable company about the FX app not working, and I'm like, first world problems for sure. Like, I'm like, excuse me, I'm paying for this and I really need you to, like, make it work. And the quickest way to get to customer service is through Twitter, just so everybody knows. So they literally reset it while I was sitting there,
and that's
Didn't have to wait on hold with somebody and scream at someone on the phone. So I would, not that I would ever scream at someone, but, like, you just wait. That's what builds the rage, is the wait.
Right.
And then people wait, and then they just get somebody who can't answer their question. So just get on Twitter, go directly to the company. They usually fix it. So I was very thankful.
That is...
Now I can watch all my shows.
Yes.
All my shows.
And if you like that show, definitely watch the movie, because it's just more of the same, meaning more amazingness.
Yeah, it's like The Office for vampires, or like Parks and Rec, like Breaking the Fourth Wall, documentary style.
Yes.
Weird happenings, and it's so fucking good. So I'm glad you suggested that, because it's very good, and I have that book on my list as well. And I don't have anything new to recommend, I don't think, because nothing's really been going on, and I'm still trying to plow through a book that I started a month ago, and I can't do it, so no books from me, and I've been watching some of your suggestions, so maybe next time I'll have a new one, but yeah, definitely the same ones as last week, and also, go petition to get PB Crisps back in the rotation, y'all. Maybe we can really make this thing happen.
Oh my God, if PB Crisp came back into the world, I would literally have a PB Crisp party.
Yeah. And maybe if we get a case or two, we can send some out to listeners.
That would be fun.
If you guys showed us that you really petitioned for this, like, maybe we can, maybe we'll share. Probably not the first batch, because those are ours.
Yeah.
So don't even ask, but
yeah,
maybe next time. All right. I think that's all we've got.
Follow us on our social media. When we post the episode link on Facebook, feel free to discuss the episode in that post, because I want people to say what they think. So, like, what were your favorite 90s snacks? Do you remember these things? Did you like them? Like, I want to hear everyone's opinion. Also, if you think we're annoying, you can tell us that too, because I just want to know everything.
We just want to know all the things. So, yeah, have some discussions. Send it to your friends if you don't mind. Rate, review, subscribe, like on any platform that you listen to us on. We really appreciate your support. It's been really great. You guys are awesome. And I just couldn't ask for a better set of listeners. Honestly, you guys have been really great. So if you don't mind, tell a friend. Maybe somebody that you know is new to podcasts and they haven't heard any, and you can send them our way.
Yeah, someone unsuspecting. That's the best. If they haven't heard, like, an actual good podcast,
right?
Yeah, have them listen to ours first.
Yeah, the bar's on the ground at that point. So definitely it gets better, man. But, like, start with us. We're here to help.
All right.
All right. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.